For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's up?
Well, guys, on Monday, family, friends, and community members came together to honor the life of Melvindale Police Officer Mohammed Saeed. Community members gathered outside of the Melvindale Police Department, basically just to remember his life and support his family. He's being remembered as an active community member. He was born and raised right there in Melvindale. It sounds like he was a dedicated employee, a son, a brother. He was 23 years old. And the vigil came just hours after the manhunt for his alleged killer finally came to an end. There was a tip that led to Michael Lopez's location. He was found on the porch of a vacant building in vacant home in southwest Detroit. He was taken into custody without incident.
So many different organizations or police departments were able to work together to make this a possibility. And I guarantee you, they all volunteered for the service.
Yes.
They wanted this guy, and they wanted him bad.
Without a doubt. Some upgrades are coming to DTW's McNamara Terminal. So there's going to be a variety of new shops, restaurants, and gaming lounges. They're all coming to Detroit Metro Airport as part of the McNamara Terminal concession program transition. So overall, there's going to be 12 new retail shops. Some include Detroit versus Everybody store, Motown Greatest Hits Travel Shop. There's an Eastside Golf coming and a whole lot more. And then there's going to be 6 new restaurants and 2 new video game lounges. They say the restaurants are set to open next year, and then other shops will kind of begin operations over the next several years. So there you have it.
I was going to say, we already have one of the best airports to be stuck at, right? That was the report last week, and it's getting even better.
It sure is. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is suing Logan Paul's energy drink company over copyright violation claims. So in this lawsuit that was filed on Friday, the Olympic Committee alleges that Paul's drink, Prime, has been using trademarked symbols and phrases as part of this recent promotion that features NBA star and 2024 USA men's basketball team member Kevin Durant. So the lawsuit basically says that their Prime's marketing campaign, it describes it as willful, deliberate, and in bad faith because it uses these trademarked phrases and symbols that are associated with the upcoming Olympic Games in Paris. There are words like Olympic, Olympian, Team USA, going for gold, phrases like that. Apparently, Prime has been repeatedly using these phrases and terminology in packaging, also in online advertising, social media, and things like that. Apparently, the Olympic Committee requested, you know, hey, could you please take those down? You're gave a warning, and that kind of went unheard. So now the lawsuit is in action. There's a grizzly bear in Montana that's dead, and a man who is alive to tell the story. Thankfully, he's alive. There was a 72-year-old man. He was out on his own. He was picking berries on Flathead National Forest lands when an adult female grizzly charged at him and attacked. This man shot and killed the bear in response, but he received some pretty significant injuries as well. He had to be hospitalized. Officials determined that the attack was a surprise defensive encounter. They were looking around the area to see if any of her cubs were present. They didn't say if they found any or not, but that's what they're guessing, is that, you know, this guy wasn't bothering the bear. The bear probably would have just moseyed on away, but was probably just protecting her babies.
That's a badass 72-year-old.
That's 72, and you survive a bear attack.
Yeah. I know.
Yikes.
Hey, you're in our country. You don't go out unarmed.
No.
If you do ever come across a bear, you want to make a whole bunch of noise. You want to carry bear spray. You don't want to run. You actually want to back away very slowly. And they say, hey, if you're going to go out in the wilderness like this, the backcountry, you should be hiking in some bigger groups. Don't go out in the wilderness alone. And if you do, obviously, make sure you're prepared for a bear encounter.
Well, the number one thing, you mentioned going out in groups, the for your survival, your individual survival, is to just make sure that you're not the slowest one in your group. Just take somebody else out that is slower than you, and, even if you don't like them, especially probably if you don't like them.
And if you're the slowest, you better trip somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only thing you can do at that point.
Hey, this is kind of for you, John. If you've got some teens at home, Alexa has a new feature to help you communicate with them. Amazon just announced a new feature where Alexa can actually teach you how to talk like a Gen Zer.
Oh, there you go.
So all you have to do is say, Alexa, talk Gen Z to me. And she's going to spit out some, like, slang and all the definitions so you know what your kids are talking about.
Yeah, that sounds very sus to me.
Yeah. Oh! Oh, ick. Right?
No. That's Skibbity Alpha Riz. That's what that sounds like. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. So right now they've added 20 terms just to start. A lot of them you've probably heard, but for some people they might not have heard these words. So words you've just mentioned, right? Ick, T, sus, mid, riz, drip. The math isn't mathing. It's giving, mother, air, all sorts of different things, and she'll kind of tell you what they mean. So that's for all the parents out there with teenagers that they have no clue what is being said in their house.
Yes, please decipher this text message for me. Right. There's no capitals, there's no punctuation, and all the words are abbreviated. Yeah. What the hell does it say?
Please help.
Finally, Dan Campbell's face is going viral. His face has been turned into, well, his face hasn't been turned into a corn maze. A corn maze has been turned into his face at an Ingham County farm. It's really incredible. It's at Choice Farm Market near Weberville, and it's basically this larger-than-life Campbell-inspired maze, and it looks like him. He's got a grit hat, a lion's mane around his face, and then there's the slogans as well that say One Pride and Go Lions. I've seen it all over. It's pretty incredible. It wasn't supposed to go live yet, but somebody flew a drone over, so now the farm is embracing it. They say the corn maze will open September 28th for their fall festival, so you can go check it out then.
If you build it, they will come.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It really is.
I can't
is.
Imagine what it would take to manicure that.
It's incredible.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.